Life Audio.
A Prayer for When You're Under the Weight of Sin by Tiffany Tibalt, read by Leah Martin. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Psalm 65:3. The current mantra of our society seems to be that I must tell myself that I am worthy, I am smart, I'm enough, I am capable, I am loved, and so on. To be truly happy and fulfilled, I must say, believe, and live these words. However, these words are not complete truth. You see, regardless of how much I personally affirm myself and try to build myself up, this affirmation still fails to cover one very important aspect of the state of my soul. I'm a sinner. I may appear to do all the right things and be a nice person, but as a human, I'm hardwired to do the things we humans like to explain or excuse away. And God gave us a word for this. That word is sin. Sin is anything we do that misses the mark of God's perfect holiness. It causes a separation between God and you. Sin is anything that breaks the heart of God. Sin is anything that causes hurt to another. Sin makes us unclean and unworthy to stand before God, and no number of cultural labels can cover our sin or make us good enough as a sinner to stand in the presence of God. Our sins not only cause us to be separated from God, but leave us lonely and overwhelmed under sin's consequences. Our souls feel heavy as we try to walk through life bearing sin's ugly weight. Dumping sin's weight off our shoulders isn't as easy as reciting personal mantras. Getting rid of sin requires us to face it head on, facing all of its real ugliness. We must recognize that carrying sin around has kept us trapped in a prison. Our verse, though, gives us a solution to that. We don't have to walk under the weight of our sins. We don't have to be overwhelmed by the weight of carrying the burden of it. There's only one way to rid ourselves of our sins. We must recognize that it was Jesus who died on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven. Romans 5:8 says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. Jesus is the answer. He forgives every single one of our sins through his death on the cross. We must turn to him and accept his forgiveness. It's free. It's waiting there for every single person who wants it. There are really only two choices before us. Continue living your life overwhelmed with the weight of sin, or turn to Jesus and be saved. If we choose to trust Jesus, he will forgive our sins. Scripture promises us that. Jesus will remove that overwhelmed weight we carry. Christ's freedom brings us joy, which will cause us to want to spend the rest of our life living for him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the comfort of Psalm 65:3. You forgive my transgressions. You took my sin upon yourself when you hung upon that cross. For me, you died for each one of my sins, for every one of my sin-filled thoughts, for every ugly attitude I have, and for every selfish and evil action. You forgave every single one of my sins. None of them are too bad for you to forgive. Lord, help me to walk in the freedom that this reality brings. Help me to point others to you, that they might also find forgiveness. In your name, I pray. Amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.